This is a story we have titled The Conscience. She is a woman who saw the Navajo Indians, her people, dying of tuberculosis. And she saw that the rituals of the native medicine men just weren't enough to cure the disease. So almost single-handedly, she brought 20th century medicine to the land of 20th century Navajos. Their reservation is vast, as large as the state of West Virginia. It has more than its share of human problems to go with its physical beauty.
Right at the moment, I think we're on God's land. This is a beautiful piece of country that anybody would come out here and love to see it.
Her name is Annie Dodge Wanika. She's 74 years old. She spent most of her life working to improve the life of her people.
My work, that's gave me much joy, really. I love to work with these Navajo people, especially when they need help. I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed it. I'm still enjoying it.
She was born better off than most Navajos. Her father was a great chief. From him, she inherited a conscience which said, speak up for others. Make a pest of yourself, if that's what it takes, to get things done.
I'm happy to be here too, and participating in honoring our legendary mother.
Her work has not gone unappreciated or unrecognized. 33 years ago, she was the first woman elected to the Navajo Tribal Council. At the time, the Navajos were plagued by tuberculosis. Annie Wanika persuaded the people and their medicine men to get some help from the white man's doctors. Peterson Zah, the Navajo chairman, remembers how hard she worked.
And just imagine, I guess back in those days we had something like 4,000 Navajo people that were dying and ready to die from tuberculosis. And she didn't sit back and not do anything. She took it upon herself, along with the other health committee members of the tribal council, and went and visit families to educate them about the disease that we can't see, about the disease that we can't feel in many occasions.
The tuberculosis is gone now. Annie Wanika is fighting another disease.
What's the biggest problem on the reservation? Can somebody answer that? Alcoholism is the number one killer on the Navajo. That's on record. And we all shy away from it. Even our elected officials shy away from it. How long is that going to go on? When we have such wonderful young people as you are, somebody's got to resolve that problem. Are you going to shy away from it again? I wish somebody said no.
At high school lectures, she tells Navajo young people they are the future, and she tells them they'd better be ready.
Because you're going to be the leaders of tomorrow. What else can we say? White people says they're just going to be the leaders of tomorrow. What's wrong with us? We can say the same thing, maybe better. Because we're together. Of course, we must survive. That's the question that we're after. And that's the answer we're trying to give to the Navajo youth is, how are you going to survive?
Annie Wanika has never been reluctant to step into the middle of a fight. Right now, as they have been for decades, the Navajos and their neighbors, the Hopis, are quarreling over land. The solution of the federal government is to make families from both tribes move.
Pull their roots out yet. They feel that once you pull them and their roots out, you know what's going to be. They fade away. That's what they're scared of.
And please give our very best to Chairman Sidney.
Annie Wanika is not pleased that there are no longer any Indians on the Federal Indian Relocation Commission.
Other than, have you heard of any specific problems concerning Hopi relocatees?
She's also unhappy that the commission's office is hours away from the land in dispute. And she has come to this meeting to challenge the commission chairman, Ralph Watkins.
Whatever it is, with their group.
Before I got here, I've only been here a year and a half, and the offices were here when I got here. So I can't move them. Too much money.
You can't move them? Too much money? If this is on the place where the relocation thing is going on, I think people will understand it better.
Well, I think
you're
right.
Instead of running to Flagstaff.
But you know, we're out there a great deal. Steve's out there a lot. I go out to a lot of chapter meetings.
Well, how was their reaction?
Say again?
How was their reaction to your report?
It was very favorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable.
So they're ready to go, huh?
First woman elected to the Navajo Tribal Council. By her long crusade for improved health programs.
In 1963, Annie Wanika received the Presidential Medal of Freedom
among her people and to improve their way of life.
The medal she received from President Johnson is the highest peacetime honor that the United States bestows on its citizens. This year, on her 74th birthday, Annie Wanika received an honor she says she values most of all, a medal from her own nation.
I would like to recognize her as a true Navajo leader. Now I would like for Dr. Wanika to come up and receive a medal of honor that will be bestowed upon her by the Navajo Nation.
Appreciated it very much. I couldn't get over it. So there's the problems are still there. Somebody's got to talk about it. Somebody's got to tell the Navajo people the problems they are encountering. Navajos need to get out and tell the world that we're here. We're proud of them. So they cannot ignore Navajos. They're here to stay.